A book review on the book Beyond Tolerance, Searching for Interfaith Understanding in America. The author, Gustav Nyborg. Publisher, Viking, the year 2008. And now we cite from the jacket. The United States is the most religiously diverse nation in the world and the most religiously diverse collection of people in history. And even in this age of increasing religious violence, there is in the United States a growing trend of cooperation. Thousands of devout worshipers who are willing to take a gamble on people of radically different faiths. In this insightful, deeply felt examination of the nature of community and religion, former New York Times religion reporter and grandson of Reinhold Niebuhr, Gustav Niebuhr, traces the roots of religious freedom in America and the setbacks and triumphs it has encountered along the way. From Hindus and Quakers in Queens to Catholics and Jews in Baltimore, to Black Baptists and Catholics in Louisville, to Catholics and Buddhists in Los Angeles, Niebuhr shines a light on the way people build ties between groups. This is a timely reminder that we, as a nation, are uniquely prepared to bridge these gaps and an essential handbook for religious cooperation in our fractured times. And now we move to an excerpt. The excerpt is taken from the chapter called Gatekeepers. And it reads as follows. Around the corner from the Cathedral of the Assumption in downtown Louisville, Kentucky, a bolt of what must have seemed to be pure spiritual lightning erupted out of the blue one spring day in 1958. Actually, no one saw it happen, but the incident is known among many thousands because the people to whom it occurred would write so eloquently of it later. His experience, his admirers tend to refer to it as an epiphany, an elastic word that can mean a sudden insight or real manifestation of the divine, was about being swept by a feeling of joy in humanity, of transcendent, as if the barriers between people had been abruptly uprooted, leaving an overwhelming sense of oneness. In Louisville, at the corner of 4th and Walnut, in the middle of the shopping district, I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that I loved all these people, that they were mine and I theirs, that we could not be alien to each other, even though we were total strangers. These words are the words of Thomas Merton, one of the most famous Catholic writers on spirituality in American history. The times I visited Louisville, I almost expected to discover some mark on the ground, a sign of what had occurred that day, perhaps a residual glow on some portion of the sidewalk. But I had not come to hunt for ephemeral evidence of one man's experience. That turned out to be an unexpected but added benefit. I had rather come to the city to explore a decidedly human project, an annual effort at increasing people's knowledge of and ideally respect for different religious faiths, a project focused on the Catholic Cathedral. Called the Festival of Faiths, its prime mover was the energetic Catholic laywoman named Christy Brown. At the festival's heart lay two linked ideas: to educate people about spiritual differences, and to do so with an emphasis on hospitality, with individuals feeling welcome to visit other houses of worship and speak and even break bread with those they met there. In that sense, this is a chapter about the experience of being invited, of passing through gateways, and of crossing thresholds one had never before traversed. And because of that, before I further describe Brown and her vision for a wider movement it is useful to return briefly to Merton, whose presence can seem almost palpable among some people to whom one speaks in Louisville. His reflections, so deeply searching of himself, so curious about the great religious world around him, make him a gatekeeper to a broad experience of human spirituality. By the time Merton experienced his particular moment in downtown Louisville, he held the unique distinction of being internationally famous while also belonging to one of the most rigorously aesthetic orders within the Roman Catholic Church, the Cistercians of the Strict Observance, popularly known as the Trappists. They lived simple lives of work and prayer within cloistered communities. For Merton, that was the Abbey of Gethsemane, an expansive monastery created by French monks who fled a mid-19th century revolution in their country and found welcoming shelter amid the rolling hills of south of Louisville. A full decade before his experience at Forth and Walnut, Merton had published a spiritual autobiography, The Seven-Story Mountain, which describes his journey from the life of an agnostic intellectual, the son of an expatriate artist, living in France, through studies in England and at Columbia University in New York, where a spiritual quest eventually led him to become a Catholic in 1938. 3 years later, he took monastic vows. Published in 1948, the book sold a remarkable 6,000 plus copies in hardback, became a wild bestseller. A decade later, but several years before the Second Vatican Council would declare the Church to be the whole people of God, not simply its clergy and religious orders, Merton felt a message of radical inclusivity. Cloistered or not, he was no longer set apart, but embraced the life around him on Louisville streets, filled with Catholics, Protestants, Jews, whites, African Americans. He says, "It was like walking from a dream of separativeness, of spurious self-isolation, in a special world, the world of renunciation and supposed holiness." No, he didn't lose his faith or question his calling, but he was shriven of a vocational pride. And he tells us, "The sense of liberation from an illusory difference was such a relief and joy to me that I almost laughed out loud. It is a glorious destiny to be a member of the human race, though it is a race dedicated to many absurdities, and one which makes many terrible mistakes. Yet, with all that, God himself gloried in becoming a member of the human race." End of quote. And now we go to the table of contents. First chapter, Under the Pillar of Smoke. Second chapter, Beyond Toleration. Third chapter, An Idea Revived for the Battlefield. Fourth chapter, Hospitality. The fifth, An Era of Conversion. And finally, the sixth, Gatekeepers. This is a very, very interesting book with lots of stories and insights in how we, as Catholics, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims, can work together and cross each other's thresholds. Happy reading.